What's up, AfterBuzzers? It's going down today, Season 5, Episode 8 of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. A lot is going on this episode. Tierra Marie says Akbar leaked the sex tape. A1 finally confronts Safari. And J-Will wants to show us what he got. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
You said this is Lil Britney?
It's a little Britney right here.
Hey, she, she sounds like Tierra, like old school Tierra Marie.
Didn't she say that was like one of her idols?
Oh, yeah. She did say that was her idol.
I don't know. Maybe her and Tierra could get together.
Don't they kind of give you a little sponsor vibes or whatever that one song that she got?
And she's all like twerking her booty all in the video. That's all she's doing. I don't know. But I'm your host.
She was twerking in this episode, too.
Yeah, she was twerking. And I'm your host, Ms. Conversation Peace. We are about to talk about episode 8 is going down. Ladies, woo. Introduce yourself.
I'm DJ, you guys. What's up? It's crazy this week.
Yes, back on this lovely Tuesday. I'm Kayla Renee.
Wow. So this episode is not as crazy as last episode, but what are your overall thoughts? What do you think about this episode?
The craziness is still continuing, like, but I'm ready for Safari to confess his lies, because Safari is lying.
I don't think he's lying, y'all. He did it. He did something.
Safari is lying.
I'm on the fence. Like, I really don't know. I'm like, I really don't know. I'm so confused.
Something happened. We're going to get to the bottom of it. If anybody can get to the bottom of it, Paris probably can. So hopefully.
Paris is definitely certified FBI agent.
Yes.
So we come into the episode, Safari, Ray J, and they're still at the table. And Ray J is like saying, well, Safari, you told me. And Safari's just kind of like being dumbfounded, not saying
circles,
anything.
Yeah.
And A1 can't take it anymore. He jumps across the table. Lyrica's laughing. I'm like, I don't know if that turned her on. But it's like, in the middle of all of that, why y'all laughing?
See, I don't know. It was just something about her laughing that made me just be like, see, maybe I feel like this is a joke. Because it's like, I don't know. If I was that confident that nothing happened, like, and then you're still just kind of dancing around and not saying anything, I would have kind of got mad too. But I don't know at this point. It's just like, everybody's just acting weird.
I mean, it can go both ways. Either, obviously, that's just a false, like, that's a lie. Because, you know, Lyrica's laughing. Safari's not saying anything. He's just, you know, dancing around in circles and stuff. But then again, maybe it's true because, I don't know, at the same time I'm looking at Safari, I'm just like, but he does kind of have that guilty look in his face and he's like, oh, I don't think this, he even said to Ray J, I don't think this is the right place, the right time. I didn't think it was going to be like this or something like that. So
why did he say invite him to the baby shower then?
He's messy. We got messed up.
But why would he be messy? I mean, if it does turn out to be a lie, then A1 and him should not be friends, because you don't just lie like that. That's
so is he being messy or is Brooke being messy? Because Brooke went outside
was way messy. And Brooke had her messy boots on this whole episode. Yeah.
But, I mean, we just want to know, because I want to know, too. Yeah, I don't think that's messy. True. I don't know. Safari, what did you do?
Tell the truth.
We're still waiting for his confession.
Right? Confess to us. And then, so at the end, so then Lyrica sits on A1's lap and he's like, come here, baby, give me a kiss. And
you believe me, right? Like,
oh my
gosh. So corny.
That's
so corny. But at the end of the day, I would kind of be on the same page as them too, though. Like, at the end of the day, it's just you and your man. Now we got a kid on the way. Like, I wouldn't be worried about nobody either. Like, it's just us against the world.
We still gotta find out if that's his kid, though.
I guess that's true. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
It may be Safari and Lyrica against the world. Like, you don't know.
What was that? Like, I think Brooke gave them a nickname and I forgot what it was. Like, Safirica or something like that. Like,
no, that's the baby's name. If
oh my God.
I don't know.
That's not a cute name.
It's so much shade going on. I don't even know what to do. But you guys stay in the comments. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. Last week we had Paige Carter, Nicole Love, Leah. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. So y'all stay active on the live chat. Tell us what you think about all this sex lies videotape. It's just so much. Then we go into Akbar.
Oh, Tierra. My God. Look.
So we see the windows have been busted out of the G-Wagon that Tierra has been driving.
And he crying about it, too. Like, yeah, I get a phone call and somebody's talking about somebody comes and bashes my windows, and I come out and look at this. And
so who was like, he talking to? The lady who's the producer?
Yeah, it said like executive producer or something like that. So I was like, oh.
So she's like, really like, first of all, they said Tierra got away because they were like, oh, well, the lady came, but when she came out, when he came out, she was gone. I'm like, why'd you come back? You were...
She got away.
Went to
got a Jamba Juice or something around the corner.
But I'm saying you got away. Stop coming back to the scene of the crime.
That whole scene was just really weird. Like, I just couldn't get it. And I don't know. To be honest, I thought Tierra would be a little bit more emotional about it. I mean, I just, something just doesn't sit right.
She said she was struggling to stay sober. I think she was under the influence of something because she was even like, she just seemed like she was under the influence.
It would have been worse for him if it was me. Like, I would have just seen red. Like, I wouldn't have seen nobody. Everybody around would have caught hands. Boo, boo, boo.
Right, the whole
Because I'm blaming the girlfriend, the wife, Xena, the Xenon warrior, whatever, like, the producer, Akbar, everybody has something to do with it. Like, no, I'm not going for
it. Saying, if you got a lawsuit coming up, why are you gonna come on camera hitting the car with a baseball bat? Like, you
I didn't even think about that. That's smart.
Never get caught on camera, okay? And then admit it. She was like, "Yeah, I did it. No, you didn't. No,
I just walked up
and it was like this. That's what I was.
Y'all had cameras? Like, oh no, I don't know.
Nobody caught me on camera. I didn't do it.
They just said it was some random girl.
Exactly. I didn't know it was here. But okay, so. She said that he texted her, basically, oh, somebody stole my phone.
He was already lying. I could just tell that he was lying.
So he planned on putting this out. Is that what you're saying?
Because it was like, it just seemed, his lies were too contradicting. One, it was like, oh, I told you, like, in the text message, it was like, hey, babe, somebody stole my phone. They got the phone that had all our tapes on it. I don't know what to do. And then it was like, when they were in person, he was just like... He didn't know. What did he say? Like, I forgot.
I think he blamed her for, like, he said, oh, he said, it was on your social
story,
media.
Yeah, like, his story switched, and it was just like, I think it was planned.
It was Akbar and then his two little mistresses, and I think they just, like, planned it all.
If he didn't do it, they did.
Yeah.
So y'all don't think Tierra had nothing to do with it?
Mm. I don't think so.
I forgot what came out in the tabloids. We'll have to revisit this next
week. So, wait a minute. Why are we so trusting to give someone our password to social media? Because nobody's getting my password.
No.
Mm-mm. For my social media.
Unless we're married.
I don't. No. I don't. Even if we're married. I don't know. Like,
why would you need my password, though?
Like, that's true. Like,
what's the point? I don't get it.
To monitor. And then it's like a controlling issue. Then it's, then it dives deeper into something like
that. Yeah. And then after all that, he's still being a pimp. Like, do you love me at the end of all this? Like, if he's like, I forgive you for busting my windows. And I'm like, that was quick. Like, and you ain't even mad at all. About it.
I'm like, I would have gave him the biggest F you.
That's why that whole scene I just could not get. I'm just like, why are you
laughing?
So many
unanswered questions.
Tierra, like, why are you not as, like, physical? Like, what's going on here? Like, I don't know.
It's a mess.
It is a mess.
So J. Will and Moniece, they link up. She tells him, oh, have you seen the pictures? And he's telling her, oh, I got an audition. So... they're bonding. I don't know. What do you think about this whole J. Will doesn't want to be Candy anymore?
That's kind of a hard thing to be in, only because, let me go back to my little notes, because I wrote it down. It's just like, he was just kind of, like, I don't know, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way, because he was just kind of, like, boasting, like, oh, I've always done the pride thing for years, it's Candy, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, if you've been doing it for years, why do you still have to audition?
And why?
That's a good point.
And then I'm just like, but it's like, if you start out as something, that's already your brand and your trademark. Exactly. You can't start doing it and then try to
confusing the fans.
Like, yeah, you know that. Like, that's like Cardi B coming out as who she is, and then like tomorrow she's like, oh, I'm doing country, like trying to be with Taylor Swift or something. Right. Like, you know what I mean? We'd be like, that's not your lane. Like, stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. Do what you're used to, Cardi, and that's what you know what I mean, type of thing. Yeah. So it's just like,
I agree 100%. Like, if he doesn't want to do this whole Candy thing, then he should just stop it right there and not do it anymore. But he brought it up. He promoted it in the earlier, like, other episodes. Like,
yeah.
He's all wilding out as Candy. So I'm just like...
Yeah.
And then he's, like, pulling all the makeup off on camera. I'm like, why are you doing it?
And he was popping off acrylics and stuff. I was like, what is going on right now? What in the ghetto?
Right. And so they were talking about how wrong it is to expose Tierra. And, you know, Moniece has been through it with her sex tape. I don't know. I just feel like, are we not learning from others that...
Our friends?
That we don't need to be filmed anymore? Like,
it was like Moniece, it was Nikki's, Tierra, yeah. Like, all of y'all just being exposed. On Love & Hip Hop, too, at that. Like, it was like Molly Mall, then it was that one guy when Jason and Princess were trying to expose Moniece's sex tape, and then now it's just like, that's okay, why now part Tierra's of, yeah. down the same road, like, okay.
That's why part of me feels like, I don't know, I want to believe that Tierra didn't have anything to do with it, the sex tape being released, but then, you know, again, women who did have the sex tape, like, became famous off of it, you yeah, know? Sure. And so
I tried to,
but, like, it has brought them fame and fortune or whatever, so that's why it's just kind of confusing, like, because it's trending, you know, like you said, shouldn't yeah. we have learned, shouldn't they have learned from, like, you know, their friends and all, but...
The thing that gets me is the fact that you're allowing people to film you, period. Because it's you are a public figure and these guys are nobody. You know, they are looking for... Because we didn't know who Akbar was last season 4. We didn't know him. So it's like, now we know who he is all because he's running game on you. And it's like, you have to be so careful. Like, stop letting these guys film you and take pictures of you.
Or at least what Paris and Nikki said, like, if you're gonna do that, do it on your phone so that you have full control over it. Like, you know what I mean? He doesn't have no passwords, no access, no nothing. And it's like, you just have those to your little self. And then Nikki was like, delete him if you say you're done with the man. Like, they should have been deleted. So it's like, I don't know. I guess it's amazing. You can throw that in so many different ways.
But we're not gonna forget the fact that my ears were still like bleeding from these songs. Like, did you hear Jay? That first of all, is he a good singer?
The first audition with Moniece, I was like, no, please cut this record off. I didn't know what I was listening to. It seemed like, I didn't know if it was like a rock meets trap. I didn't know what was going on. And then in the audition, I was making the same face Ray was. Like, if y'all seen Ray's reactions during that whole audition, I was like hollering because I was making the same faces. Like,
it's so different. I don't know what vibe he's going for. It's like Marilyn Manson. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's like rock meets rap, and it's just kind of like, I'm not seeing where.
I think he still needs some figuring out to do.
But how does he have all these fans?
As Candy.
It's Candy. Yeah.
But Candy is the one that sounded like that. Is Candy a singer, or is she just a personality?
I think it's a personality, but it's, like, an icon for, like, you know, Pride. And what he was auditioning for was for, like, a Pride, you know, type of thing. So that's where Candy would be appropriate for. But what he was trying to do in his own audition was being more of, like, I don't know.
He was trying to be, like, all Black Lives Matter, and this wasn't the time or the place. And it was just kind of like, yeah, I didn't know if he was trying to be, like, Kendrick Lamar, like, you know what I mean? Or if he was, like,
a little bit of Kendrick, Eminem. Like,
it was definitely a little angry, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I felt bad for him. I was like, wow, he's really angry.
It was a total 180 from LaBritney. Like, everybody was all hyped and everything, and then when he auditioned, it was just like,
everybody was like... a bit much, though. Like, her booty shaking. And then her see-through pants.
They was like, you have anything under that? No, she was like, this is just raw cheeks and other things. And it was just like, wow, okay, so.
Oh, Lord. So then Lyrica and A1, they decided that they are united front now. They're not letting anything stop anything. And they're going to check Ray J. Well, A1's going to check Ray J. Because he's mad at Ray J.
He shouldn't be mad at Ray J. Honestly, there, and you know what I really think? Like, it's so weird because, I mean, okay, the way Ray J went about it, he could have done it differently, of course. But, you know, Ray J likes to be messy like that and extra. But I understand his intentions were pure. He was just trying to look out for his boy. I get it. But I get the fact that A1 is mad at him for that reason. But I think he's also somewhat in denial because if it is true, because I feel like Parvin may think now, like, oh, crap, maybe this is true, that she did sleep with Safari. But he wanted so much to believe that it wasn't true. So that's why he was just like, oh, Lyrica, look me in the eye, tell me the truth, blah, blah, blah.
He's in denial.
Yeah. And now that his homeboys are all trying to look out for him and say something different, he wants to take that anger towards, you know,
them. So should he have took Lyrica up on her offer? She's like, I'm going to get a lie detector test. And he was like, nah, we don't have to.
He should have.
I think he should have, yeah.
Especially, I'm only saying that now after seeing what happened at the little guy's night out. He definitely should have did. Mm-hmm. He definitely should have just been like, yeah, let's just, hey, why not, honey? You threw it out there. Let's do it for fun.
Well, like, I don't know. Maybe Tierra's lawyer can give a lie detector test to Akbar and to Lyrica, because it's a lot going on. So she finally met up with the lawyer.
Yes.
And the lawyer's giving her some advice, like, this is a crime. This is, you can sue them. Like, these are the ways we can get back at him. And so Tierra's all for it. This lady helped everybody. Ushers, the lady who said she got herpes. She helps all these cases like that.
The only thing Black is, China. Lisa's never won any of her cases.
Wait, she didn't win Black China?
I don't think she won any of them cases.
But what about the Usher girl? She won money, right?
Nah, she didn't. She was like, she lied on Usher. That whole thing came out and she was like lying.
But it was more than one girl. I don't know.
They all was, I don't know. They all came out, I guess, supposedly being like allegedly false.
So she never wins the case?
Not that I know of. Like, can anybody tell me which case Lisa Bloom has won?
Yeah, Google Lisa Bloom and see if she has any cases that she's won.
Because with China, wasn't it, she was trying to get a restraining order against Rob and trying to get full custody of Dream? That never happened.
Well, she does have full custody, I think.
No, she don't. Rob still be having her. I have Rob on Snapchat. He'll be posting Dream every little now and then.
Well, somebody Google Lisa Bloom. So I don't know, it just seems like people are saying Tierra is still under Akbar's spell, because she's saying that she loves him, she still talks to him on the phone. I don't understand.
Yeah, I wanted to confirm something. So she went on an interview saying that she still has feelings for him after the release of the sex tape.
Wait, is this after she met with Lisa Bloom or before she met with Lisa Bloom? Because I'm I don't know, that whole thing is like confusing.
I don't know, but she needs to do a press conference to tell everybody how she's going to sue him. But then, I don't know. I just think it's causing more, like, pressure on her. Like, don't you want it to kind of, like, die down?
Well, shout out to Carolyn Ralph. She said, yeah, Lisa Bloom has never won. And then even this case, yeah, it was ended up being dismissed against 50 Cent after that came into it.
So what happens to Akbar? He didn't get sued, just 50 Cent?
Nothing. Look, see, no, it's just too many unanswered questions now at this point. How did Akbar escape under the radar during that whole thing? Him and his concubines, they just escaped under the radar? No, it's too much.
Oh, Lord. I don't know, but After Buzz is out there, we can't stay under the radar. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, science fiction, and more. There is no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We're asking that you please, please, please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, that's all. And thank you for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes.
Yay. Yes. So it's a lot going on.
Yes, it is.
It's too much. I can't keep up.
So, Tierra's lawyer that never wins the cases. Who is the one that wins all the cases? Like,
I don't think there is one. Like,
I really don't know.
I know somebody has a good lawyer out there. Give us some tips on who can get us some big money out there. Because the ladies are
OJ's lawyer. What's his name?
Oh. That was Kim Kardashian's dad.
Nah, no. The other one.
Oh,
the guy that passed away.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that was for like.
I wanted to say Jesse James, but I'm like, nah, that ain't him. But he was still like a good like lawyer though. Like, if you need to get off, you gotta call him.
That was like criminal law, but I'm talking about who's gonna get you the big money if you want to sue somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We gotta figure that out. Well, Brooke, Lucci, Marcus, they all meet up at the pool. They're just basically gossiping, talking all crap about, you know, now Brooke and Marcus, they're officially engaged. And then Tierra, the sex tape, and then, you know, just all the drama that's going on. So Lucci puts his two cents in, and he's saying that, you know, what everybody else is saying, that A1 shouldn't be mad at Ray J. So...
I agree. I mean, I understand, like I said, he's upset, but I think he was taking it too far trying to go after him like that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. A1's got to pick his battles a little bit wisely.
But at the same time, I honestly wouldn't agree with nothing Lucci has to say.
Well, he's the one who...
Lucci wouldn't even be in any of my situations.
Well, he's the one who said, let's do the guys' night out. So that's how they ended up having the guys' night out, where mm-hmm. Ray J is coming over to, you know, basically tell A1, look, I got your back, homie, like...
He was even annoying in that meeting. It was like, Lucci, sit down somewhere. Like, this whole situation has nothing to do with you. And he's like, oh, I ain't no punk. Like, okay.
Why was Marcus standing on the chair during this?
Trying to be the mediator. He was trying to be Dr. Phil and didn't know what else to do. But it was like, standing on the chair was not it, because you got down 2 seconds later.
So basically, this is the guy's card game we're talking about here. And so Ray J decides to just put it out there and say, this is what the streets are saying, A1, like, nobody's telling you, but I'm trying to tell you, so you won't be looking stupid out here with your stepson or your son. Who I don't know.
Not the stepson.
We don't know what it's going to be, so we're trying to help you. So, you know, A1 walks in late with the shade, like, he hugs and greets everybody, but Ray J. And so Ray J is like, what's up, bro? Like, we can have a brotherly fade. Like, okay. Guys are different because they just get into a fight.
I know, like, let's just fight. Like, okay, no.
Right. Because girls are like, we fighting, it's over. Our friendship is over.
Like, you're dead to me. Like, right. Never want to see you again.
So do they need to fight it out, or?
I don't even think it needs to get to that point. Like, to be honest, I don't know what's going to happen with this situation, because now it changes the whole dynamic of things for Marcus to sit there and be like, bro, like, I just want to tell you face to face, man to man, like, I heard the same exact rumors too. And it's like, I'm not even the only one. Like, it goes deeper than just me and Ray. So it's like, I mean, A1 was just looking dumbfounded. Like, he didn't know what else to say. He was just still ready to fight, but
A1 I don't know. Needs to fight with the right people. Like, Ray J, he doesn't need to get into it with him. He needs to go after Safari. Whether the rumor is true or not, Safari did stir up some stuff, so he needs to go after him. Safari and maybe Rockstar.
This reunion is going to be interesting, because even Rockstar was dishing out dirty laundry too, but it was like, we all seen Lyrica come in with her chest all up to the sky with the outfit. That outfit was cute, but sis, it wasn't an outfit to go see your man's arch enemy.
And like, he was telling all the business, like he said. He was
definitely.
He was
singing like a bird too.
You know, so Lyrica's looking guilty.
Real guilty. At least on that part. Like, Rockstar, I don't know. I doubt Rockstar slept with Lyrica. Like, he's definitely lying through his teeth on that one. But as far as, like, her sitting up there talking mess, she was doing it, so.
So, is it a crime to go talk to your man's friend with your boobies and your booty out?
Yes. Especially because it's like, you already know, you're like... Everybody, I feel like every girl has, like, either your man or whatever, they all have one friend who at least thinks you're, like, cute or pretty or something like that on the low, but won't tell, like, their best friend, because that's their, like, you know what I mean? That's your man type of thing. So it's like, every guy has that friend who's secretly plotting on y'all relationship. So it's like, telling Rockstar was definitely not the one. Like, you could have went to Ray or somebody and said that, but it was like, no, you went to Rockstar. Like, she knew what she was doing.
Exactly.
So when Ray J went to see Rockstar... And Rockstar told all the business. I mean, did she not? I mean, she knows what kind of guy Rockstar is. Mm-hmm. I mean, we saw that the first episode. Like, why? She must wanted to get back to.
Yeah, she had a plan. She had a plan.
Lyrica, I don't know if Lyrica has a plan. Like,
well, I mean, at the time when they were fighting, like, she was just trying to be spiteful.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I feel like there's a saying that goes to, like, don't pretty much, like, spill the tea when it's, like, you know you're going to go back to that situation. I feel like there's a saying, but I'm, like, I may be getting that wrong, but it's, like, I don't know, because you're going to end up regretting it, and it's, like, now she's going to go back and be, like, I didn't mean it, honey.
But the text messages that Ray J saw obviously made him think some kind of way, so it's, like, Lyrica's been overstepping the line, with multiple people.
Mm-hmm. Acting out of anger.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, A1 doesn't seem like he's going anywhere.
Hopefully not. No. I just want to see what this baby is going to look like. Yeah, she got to be at least like 6-7 months pregnant by now.
He's a male version of Rashida. He ain't going nowhere.
Lyrica's just going to be cheating left and right, and A1 going to be like, yeah, it's us against the world, honey. Oh. Me and our kids.
He's Rashida.
Me and little Safirica going to be right here. It's all right, honey. Okay, even the family gonna be like, no, Floyd, or is he Lloyd?
Floyd, oh gosh.
He's Lloyd.
I don't even know. One of those.
I'm gonna just pray for A1 at this point because it's like you out here just getting embarrassed.
So we're just gonna pray by your family, by
your friends, everybody. Your wife.
Jay Will is Candy. He's confusing us because he doesn't want to be Candy anymore. How do you feel like you can start a new brand once you become so popular as this one person and you just don't feel it anymore?
I don't know. I don't have any hate or ill will towards him, but it's just like, one, we don't really know you at all. Like, okay, no, not even really. Like, I don't know you at all. You know what I mean? So it's like, you coming on here as like two different personas and then not really knowing who you are is like, maybe you should take the time to kind of get to figure out like what you want to do and who you want to be before you kind of get this platform and come to TV. Because now it's like you're confusing who, like kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, are you sending the message to be who you want to be, or is it like, oh, fake it until you make it? Because it's like you're playing both roles right now.
Exactly.
I think this whole Candy persona was a accidental success. Like maybe he didn't think it was going to blow up in the way that it did, and then it did. And then I think it's very common with people who have like that kind of like fame or popularity when they have like one personality. And then they tend to kind of like fall into that, because he did say he fell into some sort of like depression or whatever because of it, because he was felt like he was losing himself or something like that. So it's hard to break away from. But, you know, there are people like that who, you know, just don't want to do that anymore because they get tired of it and they just want to just be themselves. So I don't know. Maybe he should pull a Miley Cyrus or whatever. And just
I think he did say he was doing Candy on purpose, though, because I think he mentioned that. Like, he knew that was going to sell, like, that whole market or whatever was going to be, like, the whole LGBT or whatever was going to be on his back. But it's like, now he's like, no, but I've always wanted to be Jay Will. Like, it was like, no, you should have just started as Jay Will, like,
yeah.
And then you could have got the proper feedback. So it's like, now people aren't going to be receptive because, like the girl said at the thing, it was like, Ray was like, where's Candy at? Like, people are going to be looking for that. And it's like, when you come out trying to be... I don't know, like, then it's...
Yeah, maybe he could have just ripped the outfit off and then been... Like, how he was ripping off the eyelashes and stuff. Like, he could do that on stage and then he'll be Jay Will. And then he can do both.
I don't know. I think people might get a little nervous and scared. Like, what the heck is going on here?
I think that's what he probably has to do. I mean, what choice does he have? He has to do something unexpected and like, oh, wow, something memorable. So people can be like, oh,
that might actually be it.
It's Jay Will. So that's my advice for you, Jay Will.
All right. Jay Will, just rip it off on stage and just do it.
He must have had a bad day at work, though, because did y'all catch his server outfit that he had on? Like, he had on a full outfit. Like, I think I used to wear that at BJ's. Like, full black. Yeah, no, I don't know. I was like, I think he just got off of work because he had on the full long black sleeve button up with the apron around his, like, pants. And then he had on, like, some little non-slip shoes. I was like, he must have got off of work. He got a 9-to-5.
He has, like, a million followers, right?
I don't know. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know nothing about him, to be honest.
No, he has a lot of followers, like a million followers. So it has to be crazy to work in that field and have all these people supposedly that knows you. Like,
yeah.
Because that's almost like the Trader Joe's thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. With Joffrey.
Joffrey Owens.
But to be honest, him is like Candy and then him as Jay Will look like two completely different people. Oh, like, without, like, him as a man, I wouldn't be like, oh, that's Candy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, oh, if, like, you know, Martin Lawrence is Shanae or something like that, we're like, okay, that's still Martin. But it was like, him is just like, no, like, that his makeup is like too on point. And I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. When he's like a man, I'm just like, oh, who is this? Because it's like two totally different people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's true. I guess it works like that. So Tierra, she's a little angry with Nikki because she's like, Nikki's kind of going ghost in Paris. She's like, you guys better be at this press conference that is going to be her announcement. I mean, I feel like she has a point because it's like, y'all kind of started all this and possibly the reason this sex tape is out, you know, because they were saying, like, do you think we caused this? Because the last thing that happened was we were at Akbar's house and the wife was trying to fight us. So.
I just feel like Tierra's a little bipolar, though. Because it was like, she just kind of mentioned, like, even when, like, the whole tape went out and then, like, finding out that Akbar is, like, pinning it on her or whatever. She was saying that she kind of was, like, ignoring all her friends. Like, she was like, oh, all my friends have been texting me, but that's not the support that I need right now. And then it was like, you have the press conference and all of a sudden we got to be there. Like, since you've been ignoring my text messages for 3 weeks and now all of a sudden I got to be at your press conference. Like, I may have a doctor's appointment that day. I'll see.
Wow.
I'll stop by maybe after. I don't know.
You gotta be there for people when they're going through stuff because you just don't know how they're gonna take it.
But at the same time, how many times are you gonna keep trying if you've already been reaching out?
I mean, I'm kind of on the fence about that because I'm trying to look at both sides because that's what I try to do. But, you know, it's like, I get what Paris and Nikki are saying. I mean, they're pretty, like, you know, Paris doesn't want to get involved with the whole, like, publicity of it. But, you know, I mean, I feel like there's different ways of being there for a friend. Like, they don't have to physically be there at the conference, but they can check in on her, you know, see, like, oh, how did it go or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I could be supporting you from a distance. Exactly. I don't need to be, my face doesn't need to be at this press conference getting more... You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, that's like Kim K coming to the press conference. All the cameras going to be on her. Like, oh, Kim came to Tierra's conference. Like, it's like, no, I don't want to take the attention away from what your message is. So it's like, you know what? I'm going to stay at home.
Okay. I don't know. This, it just seems like a lot is going on. And
so much.
I don't know. Well, let's get into some news and gossip. Oh, I like how it dropped. Whoa. So a lot has not happened outside of the show. Like, the show is, like, getting juicier and juicier by the day. But it was, if you recall last season, there was on New York, Brittany F. Taylor, and then just Brittany from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. So they were friends. And just so happened this weekend at New York Fashion Week, they got into a fight. And Brittany, just Brittany, got a black eye from Brittany F. Taylor. Yeah, so not only was Cardi and Nicki fighting, but our franchises.
Oh, the Brittany who got kicked off Safari Song.
Yes, Love & Hip Hop New York, and then the just Brittany from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Wow. So they got into it.
Over what?
I don't even know. Eye. It was just like, it was all good just a week ago, and then... You know, they were riding the same car, and now just Brittany has a black eye, and she's saying, baby, that eye is going to be black by the time you wake up, and your wig is snatched. So, it's just so crazy how you can be friends one minute, and then you're snatching that wig off the next, so.
Ooh, was it the orange one? Look at her. You look like Beetlejuice right there. Her wig was green, she would look like
just Brittany right has there. Been making some enemies, and not only that, but some girl from Houston, whose name is Necessary, she
Necessary? What?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
She's very scary because she made a diss track against just Brittany, saying that just Brittany stole her style. So yeah, Brittany
just Brittany's career is not starting off on the wrong foot. I mean, it's on the right foot. I mean,
yeah,
that's
it's
crazy.
It's not going good for her. So that's just a little bit of news and gossip for you guys. Brittany has had a bad week.
It sounds like it.
So any predictions, guys, next week?
So many. Well, first of all, definitely Tierra is going to come for Nikki in Paris on her, I guess, bipolar stuff right there. But so that's going to be interesting to find out. Wow, what else? I think A1, oh, man, I'm hoping he fights the right person. If he's going to get physical with somebody, it's got to be Safari. It I mean, come on. Like, leave Ray J out of this. You'll talk to him another time. he's not the main problem. And, Apple Watch is going to come back. I missed her.
Apple Watch.
With the new manager.
And she's working with Amber's mom. Like, how is this going to go? Does she have another 20 rack?
I hope someone advises her not to work with her mom. I don't know. Like, her mom has the check, but does she really know what to do?
The track record ain't really adding up.
Yeah, it seems like she's like Amber Watts on an older level. And so she might have a little wisdom, but not necessarily in the music game.
She's taking Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is to a whole nother level. Because it's like, you're literally just putting up the money and not doing anything else.
Yeah, I think they need someone that really knows the music industry. And they could possibly win, because I like Apple Watts. Even her daughter is pretty. And she can get some good auto-tune. She can get it together. But I think Rockstar and Moniece, the song that they're working on, will never come out because Moniece passed out, and I don't think she's going to go back to Rockstar and Messiness. And then, I don't know. We're going to find out whose baby this is. We got to find out.
Yes, I need to know.
And we're going to find out who helped leak this tape. Tierra's boyfriend's wife, did she do it? The girlfriend, did they all do it?
One of the three.
Yeah,
we're gonna find out.
It was a team effort. See, I think
definitely was a team effort.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Piece. You can follow me on Instagram at Conversation Piece or Twitter at Miss Convo Piece. Talk to me.
And I'm DJ. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Janon Bo.
Yes, and I'm Kayla Renee. You can follow me on IG at @_KaylaRenee.
Yes.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.